Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Yes, on this mostly cloudy with isolated showers in the morning, becoming mostly sunny kind of day in Hawaii. Breezy northeasterlies 15 to 25 miles per hour. And the high today about 80 degrees. Got a great show for you on the weekend that we've got the LPGA in Florida with their first tournament of their season. The first PGA Tour Champions event, Mitsubishi Electric at the Hualalai with Ernie Els playing in his first Champions Tour event. European Tour, it's the Abu Dhabi HSBC and Brooks Koepka in his 2020 season debut. The American Express, that's what the Hope is now called. So the American Express, Phil Mickelson is hosting. Ricky Fowler, Scottie Scheffler share the lead. And I've got to mention the Korn Ferry Tour had its first tournament of the year. Tommy Gainey, Tommy Two Gloves, just had a rather embarrassing run with the law, but he has won that tournament. And Hawaii's John Oda finished in a tie for second. Congratulations, John Oda. We've got a great lineup for you today. Adam Shupak is coming in. Diana DeLuca, Lucia, Michael Patrick Shields, Mel Soul, and we're starting off with Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor, special correspondent for the LPGA, after we start off the show thanking the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award recipient, author of Vision 54 Trilogy, Player Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, and covered over 160 majors. Ron Syrak is in the clubhouse. Welcome in, Ron.
Danielle, thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
Oh, you know, with the LPGA season underway in Florida, I thought it absolutely necessary to have you on the show. The Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions, presented by IOA at Lake Buena Vista in Florida. Got to start off with the two women at the top, tied for first this morning before the third round play. Brooke Henderson and NB Park at 9 under. Now, those are also the two LPGA players who were the last in the Player of the Decade final voting. NB Park won that honor after voting on social media. Henderson fans were incredibly strong. I was kind of surprised. Ron, did you follow that?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, you're right. Brooke had some really, really strong support up there, and actually, you know, of the final four, she was sort of a surprise in the final four. She nosed out Lexi Thompson, you know, and you could have gone pretty much either way on that. Lexi won at least one tournament 7 straight seasons, but Brooke's won multiple tournaments 4 straight seasons. They both have one major. But NB was the clear player of the decade, and I had the fun to do a story with Kathy Whitworth, Mickey Wright, and Annika Sorenstam, and I asked them, "Gee, who is your player of the decade?" And they it was unanimous on their part that it was NB Park.
Yeah, it was 7 major championships, number 1 in the world, 4 separate runs, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2018. The youngest to win the U.S. Women's Open, won the first Olympic gold medal. And I was thinking, I know Brooke is great, and she's got a great career ahead of her. She is so wonderful in her embracing of people. And there was an interesting article, and I'm sorry, I forget who wrote it, but asking if Brooke Henderson is too nice to be number 1 in the world. And I thought, interesting thought. What are your thoughts?
Well, it is. You know, I'm not sure that she's too nice because I think that nice is not a bad thing to be. I think what she could be, part of why she's so fun to watch play is that she's not very strategic. She sort of plays grip it and rip it golf, you know, and she takes that driver, she chokes up about 4 inches on it, and she hits it on holes where most players are hitting less than driver because they're afraid that they can't put it in the fairway. But she attacks golf courses, and that is really fun to watch. I wonder sometimes whether she might win even more if she got a little bit more strategic. But, you know, she's still only 21 years old. She's still figuring things out there.
Yeah, and is she 5'4"?
Yeah. And you know, she learned when she was young to grip down on the driver, and because she needed to do it to make the club short enough to swing. And she's never backed off that. She still grips down on it, which gives her a lot of control. She's a great, great driver of the golf ball. She hits it a long way. She's in the top 10 in driving distance, but she also puts it in the fairway. But there were times, I know at the KPMG, there were a couple of holes where she would hit driver and she'd leave herself an awkward distance in, like a little 70-yard shot, and you'd think, boy, she might be served better if she laid back and had a 100-yard full wedge in. So that's something she'll learn.
Yeah, you know, and I'm so glad you brought that up, that gripping down does give her more control, and it's something that the recreational player should think a little bit about, too. Now, another story that was on LPGA.com, Danielle Kang could be Butch Harmon's next superstar student. Don't we like to become extravagant? But she came on with a 63, followed with a 73. Gangbusters to start off, fading a little bit. Did you hear what happened there?
Well, you know, I mean, I like everything about Danielle Kang, and I really do think that she's going to emerge as a star. I mean, look, very quietly, she's number 4 in the world right now. And moving up, after the Solheim Cup, the Monday after Solheim Cup, I shared a car to the Edinburgh airport with Danielle's mom, and she was telling me how hard Danielle took that Solheim Cup loss. First off, Danielle gave the Europeans bulletin board material early in the week by saying that she wanted to make the Europeans cry, you know.
I remember that.
And and then she went out, and she lost. She had the Julie made her the leadoff singles match, and she lost that match 2-1 to Carlotta Singanda, who's one of the top players in the world. But she took it really, really hard. But I think, and keep an eye on this, a lot of players who were in that Solheim Cup, which is one of the most, Danielle, one of the most incredible, of all the events that I've been to, that was one of the most incredible. But virtually everybody who played in that came out of that Solheim Cup on a high and playing really well. Singanda won on the LET after that. Danielle Kang won after that. Nelly Korda won. I mean, you know, they're all playing really, really well.
Yeah, it's the victory, but also the camaraderie. I'm convinced that as a team, you develop certain strengths within yourself. You recognize them, and it just brings you to a higher level. Other people who are playing excellent around you elevate your own game. And then from there, it's just up to you to keep it going and doing what you need to keep yourself on target and in the right mental space, but also taking care of yourself physically and not overdoing it. I think some people are playing the game so much. It seems like some players just play over and over and over again. And I'm just talking about the LPGA. I'm talking about many of the tours where sometimes you just need to pull back, give yourself a little bit of breathing time, and then get back into it. My next topic is Michelle Wee, because you had a conversation with Michelle, and superstar becomes mom with husband Johnny West. And I love the way she said that she announced it on Instagram. Baby girl, we love you so much already, and we just can't wait to meet you this summer. A wonderful way to embrace your child. And when you talk to her, you know, she's got so much in the works to be CBS at the Masters and maybe doing some other things, wanting to play again. Tell us a little bit about the conversation you had with Michelle Wee.
Yeah, you know, and I'm a little bit conflicted as to what I see in her future for her, because she says that she wants to compete more, that she wants her daughter to see mom play golf, and you know, those are all aspirations and goals that could change or modify when you actually do become a mom. And, you know, I mean, I watched Annika Sorenstam through that, and I sort of knew that once Annika gave birth that she was never going to go back to competing again, because this being a mom was going to become her priority. Now, Michelle is young. She's 30 years old. She certainly got a lot of but I knew at the KPMG last year, she put up two rounds in the 80s. And I walked with her on that second round on Friday. And honestly, Danielle, the old Michelle Wee would have withdrawn. She'd have WD because she was hurt. She was playing hurt. But she finished 36 holes. And it struck me that it was important to her to finish those 36 holes, because I think at that time she was not sure how much competition she had in her future.
Wow.
Because her body has betrayed her over and over again. And she loves being out there. She loves competing. She loves the camaraderie of the other players and that friendship. And I think that it was important for her to play every possible hole she could play, because at that time she didn't know if she'd be coming back. The doctors are telling her now that this time off on maternity leave could be a really good thing for her. It could give her body a chance to really heal for the first time, maybe ever. I remember that her first injury was in February of 2007. She fell while jogging in Hawaii, hurt her wrist, and she tried to play through it that year with disastrous results. She had a brutally, brutally bad season. And you know, maybe this will be a chance for her to get healthy again, both physically and mentally.
Yeah, and when you talk about her, this forcing her to rest her body, I mean, there's a lot going on in her body as she becomes a mom,
right,
through the pregnancy, but it also doesn't allow her mind, because that's the hardest part, I think, for a competitor. You know, it, you can't stand not, you're feeling kind of okay, so let's go.
Well, and she said that she thinks that she's got sort of a form of post-traumatic stress syndrome from all the injuries she's gone through, and she has been. I mean, between injury and illness, it's just a relentless list. The Achilles, the wrist, her hips. She's had her appendix out. I mean, you know,
yeah.
Just an endless series of things. And it seemed like every time she was getting on a roll and starting to find her rhythm as a competitor, something would crop up and set her back. I still feel, the pregnancy may change my feeling on this a little bit. I kept thinking that eventually we were going to get 1 year out of her that would be the kind of year that we expected from
You've
her
said that. Yes.
Regularly. You know,
yes.
Four wins and a major, you know, five wins and two majors, something like that. And I still think that she's got that in her, and that she wants to deliver that kind of year.
I bet. What you say about, you know, could change with when the baby comes, it's like, look at Suzanne Paterson, you know, a fierce
exactly.
competitor.
That's right? A perfect example. Yeah.
Yeah. And then realizing that there is something more important. Angela Stanford is back. She's the second oldest first-time major championship winner in tournament history. But before I go to Angela, I really wanted to mention Brittany Lincecum. And she's back after 7 months maternity leave. And I saw a picture of her with her baby girl, who 8 weeks early, I think, and went through some tough times with the baby. But that little baby looks very, very happy in mommy's arms.
it's amazing with social media now how you can become a part of all that. And,
mm-hmm.
and Brittany was very, very active on Twitter, and really kept us surprised what was going on with her child on Twitter. And it was, you know, it was some tough going early on, and that's the individual choice of the person, how public they want to be, how much they want to share that. And but because that's sort of social media at its best, when she was able to to bring us into her life, you know, bring us, let us be part of the ups and downs of what she was going through.
Yeah, yeah. And to see her back out competing and having baby with her, sometimes that works. For some people, that can work really well, and for some, it just won't. So we'll just have to, you know, keep watching and enjoy the successes they all have. That's part of it, you know, being able to applaud and to be with. And I think the social media aspect, which you said the good part of it, helps you as a fan be more encouraging, understanding, and just supportive in all those things. And
I really think that the LPGA should get more credit than it gets for how the pioneering work it's done for childcare on the tour. This is the 70th birthday of the LPGA. It was founded in 1950. But last year was the 25th anniversary of the creation of the Smucker's Daycare Center on the LPGA. And you know, for a quarter of a century, this has been a job that you can bring your kid to, you know, and I see it out there every week. And in a lot of ways, they've been a model, a blueprint for other industries and other businesses for the kind of support that that moms need in the workplace.
Yeah, I was just thinking, everybody probably, all moms with baby, where's my Smucker's Daycare Center? Could we put one together real quick? This back to the first event on the LPGA this 2020 season is underway, Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions. It's not your regular tournament. It has, Marcus Allen, Roger Clemens, Joe Carter, Marty Fish, Larry Fitzgerald, right? Actor Michael Pena, Brian Urlacher, Michael Waltrip. You know, there's football, there's baseball, there's race car driving. Sometimes these celebrity tournaments kind of, I just don't get behind them. I'm really into what's happening with the professional golfers. What's the benefit of bringing these superstars into the LPGA or other tournaments?
Well, I think that for the LPGA in particular, the benefit is exposing a really, really good product to a wider audience. Because there's a lot of people who show up and because of the celebrities, you know, they're NASCAR fans or baseball or football fans or they're General Hospital fans and they want to see Jack Wagner, you know. I mean, they show up for other reasons and then they say, by the way, these women can really play golf. And it's fun to hear all the celebrities. There's 26 pros in the field this week, 49 celebrities. It's fun to hear the celebrities talk about how blown away they are with how well the LPGA players play. So I think that is the advantage. Yeah, it's a distraction. It's hard to be a pro out there and you're playing with a bunch of amateurs. But most of these are pretty decent players,
yeah.
But it is something that helps the tour. It exposes it to a wider audience. It puts the product in front of eyes who might not normally watch golf.
And it just shows you how many people love the game from other sports. And there I go back to Angela Stanford being back on the tour after an injury and realizing in an interview again on LPGA.com that she needed to get mentally tougher to compete with these young kids, not just physically, but also mentally. And she chose marathon training for that mental game sharpness. Wow. That's pushing it.
Angela's an amazing person. I mean, she will always ask. She's always looking for places to find motivation. And it's I would never have guessed that marathon training would be where she'd go. She worked with Mike Wright, the pro at Shady Oaks Country Club in Fort Worth, and to rebuild her swing. But she'll always ask me a question like, who's the oldest person to win a major? Who's the oldest person to be a first-time major winner? Who's got the most consecutive cuts going in a major? You know, and she asks me these questions because she wants to find out what the answer. She knows where she's done. She knows she's made 37 consecutive cuts in majors. You know, so she knows where she stands, and she wants that out there as her motivation to keep her grinding. And she's in her 40s now, and I don't see her backing off for a while. She just loves it too much.
That's the marathon in her, right? I mean, what does it take? I'm going to go 26 miles. How many cuts do I need to make to beat the person who's got the most cuts made in a major? It's marvelous. Yeah. Marvelous. Ron Syrak, Golf Channel contributor. Any final thoughts? Any thoughts? I didn't open it up for what you're covering, what you're pursuing.
Well, I just think that this is going to be a fascinating season for the LPGA. It is, as I said, its 70th birthday this year. In fact, I think the actual day, I think the first tournament, the first round was played on January 19th in 1950 in Tampa, Florida. And, they're playing in Florida this week. They're going to play in Florida next week. The fact that they're opening up with back-to-back events in Florida before going to Asia for a month is good for the tour. They're playing for $75 million this year. They're going to have 500 hours of golf on television. It's a product that is just continuing on the upswing, no doubt about it.
It's awesome. It's really amazing. Mike Wan and his entire team working hard to make this tour the best. He's not going to go away, right? He's not going to. We just had.
He just signed a long-term contract renewal. And you look at where, when he took over in 2010, we were at the depths of the recession. The LPGA was down to 23 tournaments. Half of those were outside the United States. Now there's 33 tournaments, plus the International Crown, plus Olympic golf this year. They're in the process, and there's going to be, you'll hear some good news about this sometime soon, of a new TV deal coming.
That's right.
That's going to give even more exposure to the tour. What Mike Wan has done has really been nothing short of a miracle, but he will be the first one to tell you, not only does he have a good team around him, he has a ton of talent. There's a lot of great players playing women's golf right now. And this year, they're from 37 different nations on the LPGA.
Yes, and that the LPGA-LET combo, that working together, is still in the developing stages. So that is even bigger.
You know what I'd like to see happen there, Danielle? I'd like to see the LET and the Symetra Tour merge and become a global feeder tour for the LPGA. You know, maybe play two-thirds of the events in the United States, one-third in Europe. Look for sponsors who have a desire to have an international marketing base. Drive the purses up a little bit and really create a global feeder tour that will be a pipeline into the LPGA.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Great idea, Ron Syrak. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon, Danielle. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ron Syrak is Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award winner, and LPGA Media Excellence Award winner, author of Vision 54 Trilogy. We'll be back. We're going to talk with Mel Soule. The question is, you know, you're losing your swing speed, right? You're pushing, you know, Champions Tour at Hualalai. You're watching these guys, and they're still hitting it strong. What are they doing? What could you do? Do you have to go into the gym? Do you need? Maybe he's got some insights for us, I think. And we're going to talk with Mel Soule after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@wailea.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Hey, all this talk about golf. Do you want to play a round of golf? Volcano has an 836, a 952, and it's 58 degrees. Bring a jacket. Okay, Poipu Bay, 1040, a low. Yes, and a 1 o'clock, not 11, a 1 o'clock. Southside Men's Club and the Kapu Golf Club from Oahu playing at Poipu Bay. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. On Oahu, there's Kapolei with an 837. Bayview has an 836, a 910, and a 1028. The Kahili course on Maui has a 1030 and an 11 o'clock. We've also got at Wailea a 936 on the gold, an 1142 on the emerald, and a 940 on the blue course. So lots going on in golf. Oh, you know, it's been raining so much, and I just want to remind you that, you know, sometimes water leaks into your house and you really don't even know it. So now that we're getting some sun, things are drying out. If something just starts to kind of smell sort of funky in the house and you feel like something's not quite right, you need to get in touch with Oahu Extraction. They're oahuextraction.com. Their number is 330-6212. They have a free thermal read for you. Their state-of-the-art hydrometer will check. It can see what's going on the other side of the wall, the part that you can't see. That's Oahu Extraction. We're going to be giving away a fabulous opportunity for you to learn some more about this game of golf. He's a short game specialist. His name is Claude Brousseau. We have a lesson to give away when we ask you to be the ninth caller. The number is 545-1111. Into the clubhouse now, though, Mel Soule, director of golf, owner of Mel Soule Golf School. You can find him at ritson-soule.com. The school in beautiful South Carolina. Mel is a former South African tour player, more than 30 years of teaching experience in South Africa, in Canada, and the United States. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mel.
Thank you, Danielle. Nice to see you. Well, I shouldn't say nice, to hear your voice again.
It's nice to hear your voice again. I got to ask you, last time we talked, how is the shoulder doing?
The shoulder's doing great. There's no more after effects from the shoulder surgery. I'm playing good golf. I'm hitting the ball the same distance as I hit it before the surgery. And so I'm happy.
Right. You know what? What you're saying right now is making a lot of other people happy, because there's a period of time, I understand, during this kind of recovery from shoulder surgery where you don't think it's ever going to get better again. So really good. And another something else that we were talking about was Tiger Woods' return to golf last year. About this time we had a chat, and boy, did he came on strong with his,
He amazed every single person. There was so many critics that said he would never play again, and he believed that himself. And to come to where he's come from, and the tournaments that he's won, and the progress that he's made is superhuman. I mean, it's not normal.
It's not normal. I think we've been saying that about him for years, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what we have here... at Hualalai, beautiful golf course, beautiful resort. Hualalai is the first PGA Tour Champions event. Mitsubishi Electric, and they've extended their commitment. They'll be here five more years after. Isn't that great? So the Mitsubishi Electric at Hualalai, Ernie Els is playing his first Champions Tour event. When he was talking about his game, he said something to the effect that he's been playing junk, and he really wants to shake that off prior to this Champions Tour appearance, his first one, and he really wants to play well, and he seems to be on the right track. Have you had a chance to watch any?
Well, my first thought when you said that he said he's playing junk
you know, his junk and my junk, I think, are completely different.
Yes. So,
yeah, I think it's exciting that all these players. I mean, I can remember when I first opened my school here at Paulus Plantation, and I had a picture of Ernie Els up on the wall as a 19-year-old. And, I remember Arnold Palmer saying, this kid's going to be the next, wizard on tour. And, here we are 50-odd years later. And, I'm thinking 28 years later. Mm-hmm. And Ernie Els's career has been fantastic. I had the 50-year thing in my head because when you introduced me, you said I've been teaching for 30 years. And I've actually been teaching for 53 years.
Oh, my goodness. I better update my notes.
I know that dates me a little bit, but yeah.
So this man, this is Mel Soul. He has a lot of experience, director of golf. He's a great teacher. I got his newsletter, and I love his newsletters because one of the questions is, for instance, do you know the rules? Well, if you know the rules of golf, you can lower your score. Okay.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely.
Another one was, how to keep your swing smooth this winter? And the answer was so simple. It was 100 swings a day.
And I was talking to a student of mine yesterday who's about 80 years old, and he said, well, I can't swing 100 times. I said, well, start with 20, and then a week later, go to 25. I said, as long as you swing the club and you're stretching your muscles and you're building some strength in your wrists, you're getting a benefit. You don't have to do 100. Don't let it frighten you that, oh, that sounds like too much. Just do a little less.
Yes, and build up on it. So you start with 20 or you start with 10 and then, and then go to 13 or 15 or whatever it takes and just add on to it. And pretty soon you'll find yourself getting that sense. But this is my follow-up.
You can build the stamina.
Build the stamina. And then the follow to that is, how do I keep my body, though? I mean, we're talking somebody, Champions Tour, they've been playing. They've been in the fitness room. You watch them and you go, why, those guys are in great shape. Look at them. Well, that's a job, right? What about somebody in their 60s, 70s, 80s who really is losing their swing speed and wants to get it back? Is it possible?
Yeah, and I get a ton of students that are in that age group that come to me and say, oh, Mel, I've lost so much yardage. And I said, well, welcome to the club, And they said, oh, well, how do I hit the ball further? I said, it's not going to improve your golf game. If I can stand here and work on your swing and help you hit the ball 10 yards further, that's not going to lower your score any considerable amount. I said, what you should be doing is working on pitching, chipping, putting, because you can take 10 strokes off your score with good chipping and pitching and putting. And you don't need the physical strength that you need to drive the ball a long way. So for all of those people that are 60-plus years, focus much more on chipping, pitching, and putting and bunker shots. And, at that age, you can still be a really, really good player around the green.
I know a lot of people are going, yeah, I saw this guy. He's like an old guy, and he hits the ball. He goes straight. And then all of a sudden he's on the green, and all of a sudden the hole has got a ball in it.
I was still a junior, I played with a gentleman who, he was kind of stooped over and hunched back and hobbled along, and he was like a 4 handicap.
That's
and
incredible.
I said to him, how do you play to a 4 handicap? And he said, chipping, pitching, and putting. And that's always stuck in my head. And so as I've got older, I don't have the strength or the stamina to stand and hit hours of balls on the range, but I can spend a half an hour on chipping and a half an hour on putting and improve my score that way.
That's great. Okay, so 100 swings a day to keep your swing smooth, and work on your short game to, if you don't have that length that you're so accustomed to, people just love to hit the ball. I mean, that's why, this long drive, everybody does, and everybody likes watching it. They want to, bring the ball back because it's going so far, it's bomb and gouge, you just... We don't have the finesse of the game, but it really is what makes people, perk up and watch. Tell us a little bit more about your indoor short game drills, though, since for a lot of people, they don't have a place.
For a lot of people that are in, the northern part of the United States right now that are under snow, you can work on your putting indoors, and everybody knows that, but the chipping... When I bring up chipping indoors, everybody's eyes widen and they go, really? Well, I lived in Toronto for about 5 years, and I used to, every winter, I would practice my chipping indoors. So all you need is a little chipping mat, 2 foot by 2 foot. And the thing you want to work on through the winter is feel, touch. So you chip balls off the mat and you put a coin down and you put... Beyond the coin, put a big pillow so the balls roll into the pillow and don't crash into the furniture.
Yes, good.
And you just do your practice swings looking at the coin and then step up to the ball and chip it and try and land the ball on the coin. You're training your eye to control distance. And sometimes you put the coin close and sometimes you put the coin a little further away and sometimes you chip with a sand wedge and sometimes a pitching wedge and sometimes a 9-iron. So you develop this feel through the winter, so come spring your touch is there. And you can also, because there's no result needed, you can work on technique. So you can use some training aids if you have a tendency to break down as you chip or putt. You can use something that'll help you improve your technique through the winter as well.
I love that. I mean, we can do that even in Hawaii. Sometimes you just don't have time to drive out to the range.
Yeah.
You can do this at home. Tell us again. Yeah. So you take the coin. That's going to be your target.
That's going to be your landing spot.
Got it. And the pillow,
so you're
of
training your eye. It's like a basketball player shooting hoops. His eye is looking at the rim, and he's shooting. If he shoots too soft, next one's a little harder. If it's too hard, next one's a little softer. So you're looking at the coin when you're doing your practice swing, and then you hit your chip. If the ball goes too far, the next swing is a little softer. If it goes too soft, the next swing's a little harder. And you train your eye to be able to land the ball consistently. By the end of the winter, you should be able to land the ball on that coin pretty consistently. Now when you're on the golf course, you can say, all right, I'm going to take my 7-iron. I want to land it on that little blemish on the green. And you have the ability to do that, and then the ball rolls out next to the hole.
That's marvelous. That's wonderful. I love it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
We're ready to get ready. Mel Soul is director of golf and owner of Mel Soul Golf School, Pauly's Plantation, ritson-soul.com, ritson-soul.com. That's where you'll find him. You also have some getaways for people who can join you.
Yes, I do some trips to, I've got a couple of trips planned to Tucson, Arizona to play in a pro-am. There's a Tommy Thomas, is a PGA pro that runs some pro-ams out there in the wintertime, and he does a fabulous job. And I think it's $2,800 is your accommodation, your food, as much food as you want, as much drink as you want. It's unlimited. It's just a good time had by all.
It sounds wonderful.
And then once a year I do a trip to either Scotland, Ireland, or South Africa. So that rotates. This year will be Scotland. And then Ireland is in 2022, and South Africa is in 2021. Now, all the details for that are on my website.
On the website. And if you can't get to Mel Soul, you can go and check out his website. He has the VIP program for you. Again, that's ritson-soul.com. Thanks for being on the show, Mel.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha.
Okay. Aloha.
We're going to come back. We're going to go to Florida. We've been in South Carolina, and now we're going to go to Florida. Back to Florida, where the LPGA is playing. And Michael Patrick Shields is joining us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy starting, super quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction. Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
You know, Michael Patrick Shields has been our travel guru extraordinaire for many, many years, almost as long as I've been doing this show for the last 21 years. He's a travel writer, TravelTattler.com. He's host of Michigan's Big Show. That's a syndicated show on many radio stations. Michigan Association of Broadcasters has voted him Best Network Radio Personality of the Year. And, of course, you've met him on the show when he brought many books out, but this most recent one is I Call Him Mr. President, Stories of Golf, Fishing, and Life with My Friend, George H.W. Bush. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Aloha. I think it was 20 years ago now that I was out for Pro Tour Hawaii, and the first time I met you and talked to you on the air.
Do you remember? Boy, Pro Tour Hawaii, that takes us all back.
Yeah. Well, it was 20 years.
20 years. That. And it's amazing. It really is. But you're in Florida. You've escaped the winter. We were really glad to hear that.
Well, I think that the whole world escaped the winter by watching those images from Hualalai on television this week that were absolutely gorgeous from the Big Island of Fred Couples and Bernard Longer and everybody else enjoying that party. God, was that gorgeous.
Isn't that? It's really something. And we've had, we really need to work on getting you, Michael Patrick, to be here, like, during the Sony, the Century start, go through and then just do your show to Michigan and tell everybody.
GA, as you mentioned, the Diamond Classic with the celebrities there. And just a little bit north of there is my next stop, a place called the Mission Inn Resort and Club. And most recently, that resort was used as a qualifier for the PGA Tour's Mackenzie Tour in Canada. And so it's top-notch for the professionals. But they have 36 holes. It's at a place called Howie in the Hills. And they have two courses, the Las Colinas and the El Campion. And they're interesting because when you think of Florida, you think of flats. But the El Campion has 85 feet of elevation. And Las Colinas has its own Amen Corner. And because it's Florida, it's called Alligator Alley.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I always think about, do you see many alligators when you're out?
Oh, very definitely. And you should avoid them. You know, but people like to take selfies and so forth. But the Florida Fish and Wildlife people told me that a gator is as fast as an Olympic sprinter for the first 30 yards. So if you think it's funny to creep over there, I would be very cautious.
Thank you. Let's go back to where you were staying for a while. I remember you were at the JW Marriott Turnberry Isle Resort near Miami Beach.
Yeah, and the cool thing about that is they have 36 holes there that Ray Floyd redesigned, and it's in Aventura right across from one of the top-grossing malls in America, the Aventura Mall. And they redesigned one of the golf courses recently. Why did they do that? They did it to build a water park. Okay, so you might say, you're kidding me. My gosh, they had to change a golf course to build a water park? That's what I thought, too, till I saw it. And this is obviously an upscale resort that's been there for decades. And when I say water park, it's really not the right word for it. It is a sort of a luxury splash experience with a lazy river and a very adult feel to it, very upscale restaurant on the grounds. And they do a fantastic job of keeping the thrill slides in one section and the kids section in another and the adult section in the middle. So for people who want to enjoy golf and maybe their kids or family, or maybe they, because I tested the slides too, want to do that, it's an interesting twist. I don't know many golf courses that have a water park.
No,
you know,
that's
golf resorts.
That's great, because a lot of times there's one golfer in the family, and what's, you know, that you mentioned a mall, that's great for shopping, and a water park next to the golf course that accommodates everybody. Eventually, you can all hook up at the water park and have something to eat while the kids, you can never get them out of the water, so they can stay, and you can relax after your round and have a great time. That's marvelous. That's the JW Marriott Turnberry Isle Resort where you're staying, and what is the name of this place again?
The Turnberry Resort is in JW Marriott in Aventura, just north Miami, and they are going to be the AFC hotel for the Super Bowl coming up. And I asked the general manager, Mr. Klein, you know, how do you do that? He said that the NFL has very specific needs, and the team, they try to get two hotels that are similar so nobody thinks they're getting an advantage. And so they get the AFC team, whichever team it's going to be, and he said they have an enclave of a resort where they can sort of be private. The players can be brought in through the conference area, and they eat privately in their own ballroom. And I said, God, how do you feed an NFL team? He said, we're really good at it because most of the teams that come in to play the Dolphins stay at the JW Marriott Turnberry, and they have very specific dietary needs. Some players can eat this, some can eat that, some won't eat this, and they come in, they have a big dinner, they take their meetings, and the next morning they go off and play the game. And so he is obviously hoping the AFC team wins the Super Bowl, because after the game they come back to the hotel and have a very big bash.
Yes. Did they do some renovations at the hotel recently?
They sure have, and that's in addition to, you know, changing the golf course a little bit to accommodate the water park. They've built more rooms. They have a really, really nice spa. And, you know, speaking of big bashes, a week before that I was at PGA National Resort in Palm Beach, not too far from Mar-a-Lago, in fact, and that's the headquarters, or it was anyway, of the PGA of America. But they have the Honda Classic there on the PGA Tour, as you know. And Scott Tolley is a name you might recognize. He's the manager of Jack Nicklaus, who lives very nearby there. And he threw an 80th birthday party for Jack and Barbara Nicklaus while I was there. And Scott Tolley, the manager of the Golden Bear, came, and he was making all the plans for the Saturday night bash. And can you imagine Jack Nicklaus is 80?
No. No, no. See,
yeah.
I was reading an article. Jack actually had a telephone conference, you know, with a lot of people calling in. But he also hosted a crowd of journalists at his home. And after the long conference call, he finished by saying, and I love how he finished this, "Thank you for making me feel relevant still." And I thought, Jack Nicklaus feeling not relevant, that's like impossible. He's always going to be relevant.
Well, I hate to say this, but you know what's kept him extra relevant? That is one Tiger Woods. And the fact that Tiger is constantly being asked, are you going to catch Jack? Are you going to catch Jack? Can you imagine how relevant that keeps Nicklaus? Now, I think they like the chase. I don't think they really want him to catch him, because then he won't be so relevant anymore. But he's very relevant at PGA National, and if you go to the Honda Classic, you're guaranteed to meet Jack Nicklaus. He's everywhere around there during the week. And as you know, some of those closing holes there on the golf course are called the Bear Trap, and the course was redesigned by Jack. And that's coming up in just a few weeks, the Honda Classic, shortly after the Super Bowl.
Isn't he amazing, though? I mean, he's got this sparkle in his eye. He's got this amazing sense of humor. And it's wry, you know. And you're waiting for these words of wisdom, and he knows it. And then he says something really just funny. You know, I love that about
him. Yeah. Well, Scott Tolley gave me an example. You know, he's been his manager for 20 years. And he said they were flying somewhere on the plane, and Jack was looking at him. He says, Scott, what's wrong? You seem a little tense. And Scott said, well, you know, my wedding's coming up and my wife wants to do this and that. He says, tell you what, Scott, why don't you let me pay for the wedding? It'll be my wedding gift. And yeah, take away all the stress. And Scott said, I can't do that, Mr. Nicholas. That's very generous, but I can't do that. And he said, well, how about if I pay for the liquor then? Where are you having the wedding? He says, I'm having it at the Bears Club or something like that there in South Florida.
Right.
And he says, yeah, just put all the liquor on my tab there, on my account. And he says, well, wow. Well, he says, so what's your member number? And Jack just looked at him with those steely blue eyes.
Yes.
And he held up one finger, of course, because he's number one, right? What else would he be? My member number is number one,
yeah.
Silly.
Silly? It's my club. It's my club. It's named after me. Don't you understand?
Yeah. So that's that type of humor you're talking about.
Yeah. We're just having a little bit of a glitch in the audio, so we're gonna fix that. Do we fix that? We fix that. I want to ask you a little bit. You know, a lot of people think of Miami. You know, the culture of Miami. There's some people who remember Miami Vice. Can you forget it? I mean, oops, we've lost Michael Patrick. We're gonna have to take a quick break and come back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Well, apparently something went wrong with our phone system because Michael Patrick tried to call back in but got a fast, busy signal. But we've got Michael calling on my cell, but not on the phone. So I'm going to pass this to Nani, who is the person who makes sure that all these things are taken care of. So while she's going to talk to him, she's going to connect me, of course, with Diana DeLucia, who's going to be with us next. Diana, are you there? Oh, we've got to press the button first. Okay, I wonder if I can wander around the console and do that. We're going to just take a look at something that would be fun for you to do today. It would be fun for you to get out and play a round of golf, wouldn't it? Well, we've got tee times, and are we ready for Diana? Oh, good. We're ready for Diana. Yeah, we'll just take Diana right now. And if Michael Patrick calls in again, if he gets through, we'll take them. We'll take. We've got Diana. Okay. Welcome
Danielle,
into the...
Hi.
Is that Michael Patrick calling in? We can't take you both at the same time. So, Diana, I want you... We're going to put you back on hold just for a sec, just so that we got cut off with Michael Patrick, and I want to say goodbye to him. Can I... Just give me a sec, okay?
Okay.
Just a hold. Okay, now we can go to Michael Patrick. Here we go. Here we go. All right? And Michael Patrick, are you there? No. We don't, we're having some difficulties here with, yes, so we'll just have to wing it and okay, we have to wait a couple of minutes. All right, so is Diana still there? No. Okay, we're going to have to get Diana to call back in. When it rain, it pours, you know, so when it comes down hard, all kinds of things go on. So, speaking of rain, of course, the people at Oahu Extraction, if there's water that's been leaking in your house and maybe it's in the bathroom and something's not happy, you know, something's moldy feeling, just give them a call. Oahu Extraction, they have the free thermal read. State-of-the-art hydrometer. They can see inside the walls without opening up the walls. Isn't that special? Really. Oahu Extraction, their number is 330-6212, all islands, 808-330-6212, Oahu Extraction at oahuextraction.com. Tea times. Okay, Volcano, there is a 952. Makale has a 910. Poipu Bay has a 1040, and Kapolei has an 852 and an 837 if it's not too late. Raw Hawaiian Country Club, 930. Bayview, you go see Bayview. It is so awesome what they have done with the greens. It's amazing. We have a Kahili Course tea time for 1030, and you can play Maui Nui at 1220 and on. They're open there. Diana DeLucia is with us in the clubhouse. Hi, Diana.
How are you today?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a beautiful day. The winds are cool and chilly, and it's getting all comfy kind of day. Diana DeLucia is founder and editor-in-chief and publisher of Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle semi-annual magazine and coffee table book. Now, I don't know if you'll remember, but the last time she was getting off the train and going to Liberty National, that's the picture that we had. And her most recent magazine is with Anthony Dole on the cover. He's the chef at Royal Melbourne. She was there in the kitchen while they were doing prep work 6 months in advance, you know, getting ready, all the stuff that needs to be done. So if you can get this magazine, golfkitchen.com is where you go. It's beautiful. The cover is glossy. It's amazing. The dimensions, the recipes. And last month, Diana DeLucia joined us when she had just gotten back interviewing and photographing the work from Chef Sean Lewis and his culinary creations for her book, Golf Kitchen Americas. This week, she's just back from Florida, the home of Boca West, Addison Reserve, Royal Ponciana, and quite amazing, Wycliffe Golf and Country Club. And that's where Chef Christopher Park creates. Wow, I'm really impressed with Christopher Park, Diana.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I am too. He was an absolute culinary find for Wycliffe. What a great hiring decision they made.
Came from the Breakers to Wycliffe. Chef Park specializes, or at least offers, the Wagyu filet and the Hungarian or Mangalista pig. That's supposed to be the best tasting. He really goes all out to get the best cuts and the best sources, like all of the chefs that you've told me about.
I was completely blown away, though, by Chris Park, because he really presented 10 dishes, and his pastry chef presented two. And none of the dishes doubled up on ingredients or styles or anything that I've seen. And he was incredibly creative, while at the same time, he has this ability to kind of cross over between fine dining and home cooking. You have to see what is produced to understand it. You know, you could go to like the finest fine dining restaurant, but the portion sizes will be much smaller. And he's kind of found this middle of the road style of mixing the two, and it's really unique. You know, people care about portion sizes and healthy eating now, but they don't want to go too small, and they want to stay healthy, but they want to feel like they're still experiencing creative art from the chef.
Right. So it's something that it's creative at the same time as something they'd be familiar with in a way.
Yeah, he just has a talent. And when I was speaking to him, you know, we were talking about how close the culinary staff, the front of the house staff, are allowed to be with the membership. The GM, Rob Martin, there, he encourages inclusion between the membership and the staff, which creates a great feeling within the club, and it's such a family environment. And when I was there, I can visually tell how proud the membership is at Wycliffe.
The membership is. That's really important. I mean, that's, you know, that they're proud of their chef. They know what they've got. Are these creations you talked about, the ones that he brought out, are they going to be part of Golf Kitchen Magazine or Golf Kitchen Americas?
Well, we're featuring Chef Chris Park in the March issue of Golf Kitchen Magazine. So we'll have half of the recipes featured, and one of Kelly Mayer's, the pastry chef, who's also amazing. And you know, we don't have a lot of women that we're highlighting, so I'm particularly proud of her, and also Dana Iannelli at Addison Reserve, as you know. She's also a part of this project. But Kelly has joined as well. She's extremely talented. I was blown away by her, and you can tell she has the support of the membership. It's just amazing.
It's
but
wonderful.
Chris will be featured, and his recipes will be featured, and then you'll get to see some of the unusual, you know, product that he uses. I'm really impressed by it, to be honest.
Well, and that is really something. Diana DeLucia travels around the world. She goes into the country club, the top country clubs in the world, the top 5%, and she meets the chefs. She sees what they're doing. She features them in her magazines, in her books, and it's Sabonic, the beekeeper. That is a wonderful story about how the chefs use what's near them to enhance what they're working with, maybe do something that features that particular ingredient in a special way. The maple trees, it escapes me which one of the golf courses they're tapping the maple trees that are on the golf course in that country club. Which one was that?
That's Medina Golf Club in Illinois, near Chicago. It's amazing what they're doing there. I think they have a new chef there now. I think Michael Ponzio has moved on, and I'm sure the honey and the maple program is still going to continue, though, and I'd love to get out there again to see how that is developing.
Yeah, I bet, because it's wonderful to be able to see, hey, I've got these maple trees, let's tap them. So you, at Wycliffe Golf and Country Club there, I understand, let's get a little bit of background about it. You have two golf courses at Wycliffe.
That's right, I think two 18-hole courses.
And I
do believe they're going to be undergoing a massive renovation. So they've renovated the entire clubhouse, the grounds. They have every imaginable facility for the members, including on-site physical therapy, bars with amazing gymnasium equipment, and anything that you can pretty much want. And they have clubs within clubs, very active membership. I walked in the middle of the day on a Monday, and there was this huge, massive event, and I felt like it was 8 o'clock at night, and very active membership. It was just amazing and really, really cool just to see how happy one club working as a whole can really create something special when not necessarily before was it really well known.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they have like taken something and made it into something really spectacular.
At one of the top country clubs, Wycliffe Golf and Country Club in Florida, but Florida has Addison Reserve, Boca West, among and others. But what is it about the general managers of these country clubs in Florida that make them so desirable?
From my perspective, visiting Florida over the last 4 or 5 years, what I've noticed is there's a distinct management style with the Florida general managers and CEOs. They tend to work together. And even though they're direct competitors to each other, they rely on each other for help. If somebody needs help, if somebody needs a question answered, if someone's having a difficult challenge with governance, with the members, or anything to do with running a golf club, they just pick up the phone and call each other. They meet each other, and they're completely supportive. And I think it just creates an amazing environment.
Oh, that's marvelous. I mean, that kind of working together. We see that here on Kauai with the golf courses all supporting each other. They work together to promote the Kauai golf environment so that when you go there, you go to all the different golf courses that are available rather than keeping people in one place. And I think, you know, when you go someplace like coming to Kauai, coming to Oahu or Maui or the Big Island, it's so far in the middle of the Pacific. You've gone so far, you don't want to just stay in one place, unless of course you've got kids and then they just want to be in the pool or at the beach. It all depends. We're talking with Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief and publisher of Golf Kitchen, a lifestyle semi-annual magazine and coffee table books that are absolutely spectacular. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. Let's go to what's coming up this fall. Golf Kitchen, the excellence, Culinary Excellence Awards are going to be presented. And this is coming up at one of the most beautiful places at Glen Arbor.
That's correct. We set the dates. The dates is September the 10th, 2020. And we're really excited. We're sending out a press release next week and announcing the event and how you can sponsor us and how you can have your product involved, your champagnes, your wines, your liquors, your culinary creations, anything at all. We'll have that information out there next week, and if you want to reserve tickets, but it's going to be a pretty quick reservation process because we have 80 seats.
80? 80?
Yes. 80.
This is an exclusive event. It's Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards. How have you've worked this so that there's the Resort Excellence Awards as well as the Private Country Club Awards?
We have 10 awards that we will be giving out this year. They're all to celebrate culinary excellence, whether you're a purveyor, whether you're an executive chef, a sous chef. We have a Rising Star Award. Mostly, we don't rate or rank like, say, a Michelin system, because it just doesn't work in private golf, because you can't send a Michelin inspector to a private golf club, because it's private. It's a membership-based industry. So we came up with a system where we seek out golf clubs in general that have culinary excellence on all around, including from the general manager who supports his culinary team. We're starting to work with golf pros now as well and purveyors, and it's really exciting to see how every part of a golf club is touched in some way by the food. And the GMs that understand that, they're the ones that have the strong culinary teams in the private club industry.
Oh, that's great. And so the pros at the various country clubs could also eventually get an award during the Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Award ceremony. And this one this year at Glen Arbor. Again, they were there last year. You can get to all of this at golfkitchen.com. That's where we find Diana DeLucia's excellence. It's beautiful. Just check it out. If you want to get the magazine, if you want to get a book, and the next one is coming out soon, Golf Kitchen America's. Diana DeLucia, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. Aloha, Danielle.
Aloha, Diana. Adam Shupak, senior writer, Golf Week, next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your fingertips, Aloha Power Equipment.
equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
It all... or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction. Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, if you would like to win a fabulous prize today, that would be the PGA Master Claude Brousseau at Wailea Resort, where he teaches. And he is Vision 54 coach. He is Aimpoint certified. He has so many awards. He's created the Virtual Golf Academy online. You need to check that out. Claude Brousseau, you can win a lesson with Claude. It's a $195 value, and it's yours if you are the ninth caller at 808-545-1111. Adam Shupak, senior writer, Golf Week, author, Dean Beeman, golf's driving force, and I know he's working on another book. Welcome into the clubhouse, Adam.
Aloha. Great to be with you this morning.
You just got back from Australia via New Zealand, back to the States. How was it at the President's Cup?
Yeah, trip of a lifetime to get over there. Actually, even got to play around with Dean Beeman, who gave me a really helpful lesson while we were in Melbourne. Got to play 18 with him and his wife, Judy. And that was, I joke with him that, we both live in the Jacksonville, Ponte Vedra area, and we had to go all the way over to Australia to get to play a round of golf together. But the golf over there is just the way it was meant to be played. I thought Ernie Els kind of summed it up great when he said the flag isn't the target, it's the destination. And it's more of a ground game over there. And everything, the courses tend to play fast and firm, and you got to stay out of the bunkers because they are the death of you. All the Australians are always great bunkers players, and I found out why.
Because they have to work so hard. Now, then you went to New Zealand, and I asked if you were just having the time of your life with your wife, playing golf and going. Tell us a little.
Yeah, we got to play. I mean, at least three of the top 100 courses in the world over there. I was blown away by Tararua, which is a Tom Doak course that opened a few years back. And then my wife's new favorite is Kauri Cliffs, which the views along the cliffs and the water were just spectacular. And then Cape Kidnappers, another Tom Doak. We were traveling around. It was quite the trip. All these courses on the North Island and I'm going to have to get back someday to get to play some of the other great ones on the South Island.
Yeah, it's an amazing place. Frank Nobilo's talked a bit about the golf courses there. And, when you see the pictures, you realize the drama. And it just, it must feel, I don't know, magical to be playing in those environments, and to build a golf course in those environments must be beyond, it's like, wow, you've asked me to take this land to do this. One of the articles you've recently wrote on Golf Week was interesting when you were talking with, who was it? Davis Love. And you asked him about golf course. He said, no, you should be asking me, who would I ask to be the golf course architect if I were opening up a country club and a golf course? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, got a really interesting wide range of, I said to him, hey, actually, that's a good question. So I brought this up with a lot of players and, really good mix. A lot of Core Crenshaw, who just, made things even better at Kapalua. We got to watch that on TV, and I know you were there for a very exciting finish at the recent tournament. But I think that was it was interesting to see a lot of buzz on social media about Bryson DeChambeau picking himself as the course designer. But what else would you expect from Bryson?
Yes, it was also cute how some, and I loved it, Seth Rayner came up, Alistair McKenzie, if we could hire them, we'd like them to, and I loved those answers. That was great.
Yeah, very, very fun. And those guys are still some of the best. I mean, got to play some of the great McKenzie courses of the Australian Sand Belt. He's famous for Augusta National and Cypress Point in Northern California. There's some great ones being opened here and there, still in the modern times. But amazing to see how well some of the courses like Kingston Heath and Royal Melbourne, where they played the President's Cup, how well they've held up against time.
Absolutely, it is. It truly is. So we've got all the tours going. We've got talked with Ron Cyrak earlier in the show about the LPGA in Florida. We've got the first PGA Tour Champions event, Mitsubishi Electric at Hualalai. Ernie Els playing his first Champions Tour event. There's some serious competition happening. PGA Tour Champions. Do you feel the buzz that's developing on that tour?
I don't know. I am excited to see Ernie going out there, and he sounds like he's going to play a bunch out there. He hasn't won in over 7 years on the PGA Tour, so I think he's ready to play against some of the guys he used to beat up on earlier in his career and have kind of that great mulligan at 50. It'd be interesting to see if Jim Furyk and Phil kind of said that he's still hitting bombs, so it might be a while till we see him out there. But I don't know how much, seeing Woody Austin as the leader gets people excited to tune in. I love Woody, great guy, fun. I played golf with him, love him. But he doesn't move the needle like Ernie might be able to. Fred Couples is in contention. That will move the needle. And what I call the Energizer Bunny, I mean, Bernhard Langer, he's 62 and real good chance. I think I might put my money on him to win this one. He's just one stroke back.
That's right. Yeah. And Miguel Angel.
He already won that one, I think, four times.
Yeah, Jimenez, he has a really good chance, too, to see them, Langer and Jimenez, at the top of the leaderboard at the very beginning, and Ernie having a rough day with a 72, coming back with a 65. I feel it that we're seeing more and more guys embrace the PGA Tour Champions and getting into it. And I feel like it's going to be very cool. And I'm watching, and they're playing well. It's great. It's great to see. On the European Tour, let's get to Brooks. Okay, Brooks Koepka making his 2020 season debut after rehab for knee injury. Shot a 66. Was looking incredible. It's like, wow, this guy hasn't had a problem at all. He's like, you talk about Energizer Bunny. He was like, RoboMan. Has come back. Then the 75 took us back to, maybe everything's not, but then he gets on and shoots a 70. Nevertheless, he is just 48, and we've got, Bernd Wiesberger and Francesco Laporta and Kurt Kitayama is the only American in the top five. Patrick Cantlay tied for 14th. What are your thoughts on what you saw with Brooks?
Well, yeah, I was just encouraged to see him go shoot that 66. He made it look pretty easy.
Yeah.
And then he said, look, no excuses. I'm not going to be a guy that makes excuses, which I love hearing from a pro. That's what they do. They make excuses. But Brooks was just said, look, I've got some rust. I'm a little rusty right now. He doesn't really, for whatever reason, he doesn't seem to have the same focus at these regular events compared to a major. And maybe he doesn't look at the European Tour quite the same way. But, I think once he gets into a little bit of rhythm, he's so mentally tough and hits it so straight and long off the tee. I think he's still a force to be reckoned with. He's number one in the world for a reason.
Yeah, the dissing, it feels like, well, maybe he doesn't take this one so serious because it's not really that important. It's the disrespect to me. doesn't show well in who he is. And that's the part that puts me off. If you're going to go to a tour, you're going to play the best you can on that tournament, regardless of what the tournament is. If you're on the PGA Tour, you're going to play your best. You just don't get up for the majors. You get up every time, and you put your best into it to show up and do just, you know, I'm half here and half there, and I really don't care. I don't respect that position. And frankly, I think that's one of the reasons why Rory McIlroy actually got Player of the Year and Brooks Koepka didn't. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but I think it is so hard for these guys to get up and put it in to be at it. I don't think he's dogging it out there, but I think to be at to take it to his next level of focus, it's hard for him to do that every time, and his ability to do it when it really matters the most at the majors has been remarkable. The four wins he's had at majors and the other top five finishes when he hasn't won is stuff we don't work. You know, I think that alone to me made him the Player of the Year in my opinion. If I had a vote, mm-hmm. just because Rory, you know, didn't win a major and also. You know, fell on his face so badly at the Open Championship. If you want in that argument, but yeah, I mean, Rory has certainly been much more consistent, and I think that bodes very well for him this coming year. I think he really turned a corner last year, and if he can just figure out how to get off to a better start at the majors. I think that could be a real difference for him.
Yeah, that befuddles me every time. It's like, Rory, we know you play really well. What happened here? You know, what is it about this moment in time? It's like going to the Masters, that cabin, you know, that must be like stuck somewhere in his brain. And I sure would like it to come unstuck. The American Express, I love this. This is if you haven't heard, this is what the Hope is now called. I like it. I think they should stick with it. It's catchy. The American Express. I can hold on to that. So Phil Mickelson is hosting. Ricky Fowler, Scottie Scheffler sharing the lead. I haven't checked the leaderboard because, you know, they may be playing already. I don't think the leaders are off yet. But fascinating Mr. Phil is at tee for 110. But he did. I mean, it was a 70 and a 72. That's not disastrous. What were your thinking, your thoughts? You know, where do you stand on Phil?
I think Phil, you know, he's talking about how he's hitting bombs, but he needs to start working on making birdies. He just has really struggled with his game. The driver, it may be long, but it's been a little crooked, and that's getting him into a lot of trouble. And the putter, if you look at the stats, has really fallen off in the last year, and that's something that usually when players get older, it's hard to fix that. And you know, he loves the West Coast. This is it'll be interesting to see if he can turn a corner here on the West Coast. He won at Pebble. He'll be back to the Fen there in a few weeks. He's playing a lot of golf early in the season, and I think it will tell a lot how he plays. Very telling how he plays these first few events, because he's had a lot of success in them in the past. You know, next week with the Farmers Insurance, another place where he's won plenty of times before, and you know, his home game in the San Diego area, mm-hmm. and you know, that field is just stacked. I can't wait for next week.
I know.
And watching that one.
okay. Tell me, what are you thinking about Tiger Woods starting the season?
I cannot wait. I mean, it was very interesting. I was on a conference call this week with the CBS team and asked Nick Faldo and Jim Nance, where do you think Tiger's going to get number 83? And interestingly, neither of them picked next week at the Farmers. You know, Faldo went with Augusta, and Jim Nance thought it would be quite a story if he came and won at Riviera, where he's never won,
right.
Where he played his first tournament at age 16 as a pro, as an amateur in a PGA Tour event. I could see it happening next week because he looked so good at Zozo, and maybe even better when he was a captain and undefeated at the President's Cup. And I mean, he looks like when he's been playing lately, he looks like the world's number one player.
He does.
I would take him over just about anybody, considering the health issues, the recent surgeries that Brooks has had, and
and DJ, and, you know, Rory will be in that field. Justin Rose, who's won there just 2 years ago, is going to play. Jason Day is coming back after having to sit out the President's Cup. So, I mean, that is must-see TV next week.
Next week, yes. It's going to be an amazing, amazing tournament. That's the Farmers. Now, the next one, of course, is Riviera, and that's where he's never won, as you mentioned. And some people say to me, well, why is he playing Riviera? He hates that course. Well, the reason he's playing Riviera is because it's for his foundation. So, it's like a charity event for him. He's going to go make a bunch of money for his foundation playing at Riviera. We've got a great season coming up, a really great season. Interesting that they thought the Masters would be the next win. That would bring another number 16 into play. I think Farmers he's won there how many times? Seven times?
Seven times plus the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines.
Yeah. So that makes a lot of sense, too. We'll just have to see what's going to come up. You know, you're going to be there?
I'm going to be at the PGA Merchandise Show next week. The golf industry gets together. It's one of the few times all year that feels like the whole industry's under one roof. And I can't wait to try out some of the new toys and test some equipment and get to see everybody. And I'll be out at Waste Management the week after that.
Oh, fun. Adam, that is so much fun. And by the way, I'm really super excited that you're back with Golf Week and Senior Writer. This is awesome. And, you know, I said there's another book coming. You know, how's that coming along?
You know, I've been doing so much other stuff that it's still kind of been on the back burner. But, you know, you're going to be the first to know when I'm ready.
Okay. I'm tempted to ask you to be on the show again from it'll be Saturday, though. They stopped making it on the weekend. Maybe if you think of something, if you see something, maybe you'll come on and tell us what you thought was the best new innovative thing or what impressed you the most at the merchandise show.
Sure.
Would
yeah,
you do
happy
it?
Happy to do it.
Oh, great. Well, that would be fabulous. Then I'll have somebody on the inside.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. It's so good to catch up with you. I'm glad you had a great time. I didn't want to bring up Patrick Reed. See, I can't even say it anymore. I'm just... I'm gonna be muzzled like everybody else. How's that? That's
yeah,
a tough one.
We might need a whole other segment to get through Patrick Reed.
Thank you very much for being on the show.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Adam Shupak, Senior Writer, Golf Week. Thank you so much. And thank you to Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, call Oahu Extraction. Maybe the water didn't flood in. That's the nasty stuff. It trickles in. You don't know you've got a leak, but something's just not right in the house. So it could be causing mold. Maybe you've become allergic to your own home. You don't know what's happening. Call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction is on site in 90 minutes. They're for you all holiday long. This is a holiday weekend. Their number is 808-330-6212, and that's OahuExtraction.com. Aloha Power Equipment, you know, these are wonderful people. Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it, whatever you need to do to keep, you know, the yard done. If you need one of those big, big lawn tamers, you can get them at Aloha Power Equipment. Best selection of personal generators. You know, you just never know when the power is going to go. It's Aloha Power Equipment. And Rainer Doors provide lasting security and safety for your home, your business. Yes, indeed. Increase the value of your home, though, with a Rainer Door. Make a return on your investment like you would not believe. You need to call Rainer Doors or go the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. The number is 676-3667. Congratulations. We have our winner, Stephen Screen from Makiki. You have won the lesson from Claude Brusseau. If you want to hear the show again, we're at radiogolfclub.com. The show streams live from there, so you can listen to it wherever you happen to be. Or if you didn't catch it, you can always listen to it as a podcast at radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.